and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, there is harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the voice of hope, it's the voice of peace, it's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. There are no wars, no guns, and no disease, no hungry mouths to feed. From a distance, we are instruments, marching in the common band, playing songs of love, playing songs of peace. They're the songs of every man. God is watching us, God is watching us, God is watching us from a distance.
Keeping you close to the heart of your community. This is Morning Call with Catherine Fogarty on Tip Midwest Radio.
We're working for you at your local credit union.
Morning Call is brought to you by your local credit union.
And good morning, listeners, and I hope we find you well here on this Wednesday morning. It's 10:15 on the 9th of November, and just there we had Frank Patterson singing From a Distance. We played that the other morning, and there was a nice reaction to it. People enjoyed it. I'm sorry we didn't have time to bring you all of it this morning, but I would love Frank Patterson. Really was a wonderful, wonderful performer, and no matter what type of material he sang, he really did it beautifully. Now, we're joined by our first guest already on the line. Joan Johnson is the General Manager of COPD Ireland, and she joins us to talk to us about this condition. World COPD Day is coming up on the 16th of November, and perhaps we can bring some information that's useful and helpful to people who may have this condition or have concerns about it. Good morning, Joan, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Catherine. Thank you for having me.
It's actually quite a lot of people in Ireland would have this condition. Could be known also as bronchitis or emphysema, but also could be a lot of people who don't even know they have it, and it is a progressive lung condition.
Yes, absolutely, Catherine. So it's estimated that there's 380,000 people in Ireland living with COPD, and COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And as you rightly pointed out, it's an umbrella term for a number of lung conditions such as emphysema and chronic bronchitis. But they estimate that about 270,000 people of those 380,000 don't actually know that they're living with COPD. Mm-hmm. So this year for World COPD Day, which is next Wednesday on the 16th of November, we're encouraging people to think about the ABC of COPD. So A is for age. For people over 35, it's generally when it would present itself. And then B is for breathlessness, if you have persistent breathlessness. So you feel like you're getting more short of breath doing things that normally wouldn't have made you short of breath. So, for example, maybe you're a bit more puffed when you get to the top of the stairs, or perhaps you're going for a walk down to the end of the garden or doing your gardening and you're finding that this is more challenging than normal. Maybe you have a bit more breathlessness going on than normal. And then C is for a cough that won't go away, and it can be with or without phlegm. So it can be a dry cough or a productive cough, but this is something that you have that's ongoing or persistent. And one of the major risk factors for COPD and for developing COPD is having a significant smoking history, or if you perhaps worked in an industry where there would have been particulate matter that you might have been breathing in. So if you meet the ABC of COPD, we would suggest to people to maybe have a conversation with your GP about whether you may or may not be at risk for COPD, and to look into getting a simple spirometry test organised to check and see if you maybe have this. And the other thing you could do is maybe you're not sure if these symptoms that you're having are worth, you know, bothering your GP about. I know a lot of people are finding that, you know, they don't want to be unnecessarily accessing the health services because they've been under pressure recently. But there's a COPD advice line that's funded by the HSE, and it's a free phone number that people could call to make an appointment with a respiratory nurse specialist or a specialist physiotherapist, and to discuss these symptoms with them and see if maybe it's worthwhile them reaching out to their GP. And the number for that is 1-800-832-146.
You mentioned there, Joan, about possibly having a test to diagnose. What is the test that the person would undergo?
So it's a breathing test, so it's a spirometry test. Now, more and more, these machines, they would have previously always been based in the hospital, and they have respiratory physiologists carry out these tests, but more and more they're making these machines smaller and smaller, so they're more portable. And I know with the rollout of the chronic disease management program from the HSE that there's a lot more access to spirometry in the community. And so it's just a breathing test. You breathe in as deep as you can, and then you breathe out as hard and as fast as you can for as long as you can. And it'll give you an indication then if you have some sort of obstruction in moving air into and out of your lungs.
In Ireland, we seem to have double the hospitalisation rate for this than the UK. Is there any reason for that?
To be honest, we don't know what the exact reasons are of that. What we do know is that, for example, in Ireland, our numbers during COVID for admissions for COPD would have gone down during the COVID-19 pandemic. And that was probably partially due to the fact that people didn't want to maybe access the health system because of, they were worried. People with COPD were at very high risk of COVID-19 and severe illness from it, and they remain at high risk of that. But one of the other things we were thinking was maybe that it's to do with the health, the precautions that we were taking, the hand hygiene, the staying away from vulnerable people if we had a cough or a cold or a virus. So those normal viruses weren't circulating as much in the community during COVID-19 as they had done previously. So there's something to be said about maybe we keep on some of those techniques. Like if it's this time of year, it can be quite crowded in places. Maybe, you know, if you're not feeling well, you don't go to these crowded places, or you wear a mask. You make sure that you have good hand hygiene and cough and sneeze hygiene where you're coughing into a tissue, exposing of it, or you're into your elbow or that. So some of these precautions that we would have taken during COVID-19 could possibly be key to helping keep people with COPD and other lung conditions healthier during the winter time.
If the person gets COPD, that's a disease they have, but it's not something they can pass to somebody else?
Absolutely, no. It's a disease that happens within your lungs, and it's some damage to your lungs that is done. So you can't pass it on to another person. But if you were, say, for example, to pick up a regular cough, cold or flu virus, or that from perhaps somebody that, you know, a friend or a colleague, or from even from the grandkids, tend to be children. I have two small children. They tend to be little petri dishes for all of the viruses that are going around this time of year. That type of thing is that gets passed on to the person with COPD, and that causes them to have what's known as an exacerbation or a flare-up of their symptoms. And unfortunately, they just don't have the reserves in their lung capacity to be able to fight that off as quickly and as easily as perhaps you or I might do, Catherine. So that's how they can end up being in hospital with COPD. It's that they've gotten this normal virus that the rest of us could easily fight off. Because they have damage to their lungs, they can't fight it off as easily and need extra interventions in order to get rid of it and to make themselves well again.
And of course, that's part of your reasoning then for your saying kind of get yourself winter ready, get your vaccines for flu, pneumonia, COVID, so that you're less likely to get an infection or possibly spread an infection to somebody else who may be vulnerable.
Absolutely, yes. We would encourage everybody who has a diagnosis of COPD and other lung conditions are recommended to do this as well, is to get your flu vaccine, your annual flu vaccine, your COVID-19 vaccine and your boosters. And also, if you haven't had a pneumonia vaccine, that tends to be given in the over 65 population or over 60 population, that you could get your pneumonia vaccine. And if you haven't had it, maybe speak to your GP about whether you're eligible to get the pneumonia vaccine. And while that won't prevent all pneumonias, it does prevent the most serious of the pneumonias that people can get, and hopefully, you know, prevent some very serious illnesses and hospitalizations with that one.
Now, given though,
yes, and even,
sorry,
Catherine, go ahead.
Sorry, people have perhaps had a lifestyle where they've damaged their lungs. It could be for a variety of reasons they get this disease. You offer a number of different supports, groups and videos and online supports to people, how they can best manage it and perhaps optimise their health with the condition.
Absolutely. Like, COPD is a progressive lung disease and there is no cure for it. However, there are therapeutics, there are treatments, there are inhalers and medications. But one of the biggest things that you can do if you're living with this lung disease is self-management strategies. It's keeping active. There's a vicious cycle of breathlessness whereby when we feel breathless, we think that there's something wrong, so we reduce our activity. And then that reduction in activity means that our cardiovascular fitness drops. And we then feel more breathless doing less. And it's this vicious cycle of the less you do, the more breathless you get. So in COPD, we very much recommend people to stay active. There are breathing techniques and strategies that you can use to help control your breathing and control the experience of breathlessness. And there's lots of other self-management strategies that can be taught. And we have 33 support groups across the country. We have quite a number of them in the Tipperary Midwest region. And you can find out if there's a group in your local area by visiting our website on www.copd.ie. You could also email us on info@copd.ie, or you can find us on social media. The other thing is, as I said, you can call the COPD advice line, and you can make an appointment to speak to a respiratory nurse specialist or a physiotherapist there. And they'll be able to tailor a self-management program for you and help give you advice around what you can do to help minimise the experience of the symptoms of your COPD and improve your quality of life with that. And again, the telephone number for the COPD advice line is 1-800-832-146.
Really good. And as you see,
I was just going to say, we have a number of other resources on our website. We have videos, we have a COPD and Me book, which is a complete self-management support guide for people living with COPD that we can post out to you. So yeah, there's a lot of resources that we have available, and we're producing some short videos on self-management and tips and tricks and advice from people living with COPD, and health professionals are doing those at the moment for us for World COPD Day next week. So we'll be launching those across our social media and website next week.
Yes, and of course, as you say, you have those support groups in Clonmel, Nina and Thurles that people might be able to tap into as well. But first of all, as you said, if a person has those conditions of perhaps being over 35, being breathless and perhaps having a persistent cough, they get it checked out and find out if they have this condition, because if you have it, then you need to optimise all the other actions and supports to try to protect your health, protect yourself from infection, and as you say, keep active so that you build up, you make the best use of the lung capacity that you have, because, you know, we use that phrase, I need to draw a breath, I can't draw a breath. That's such a critical part of somebody's being able to be active, which then if they're inactive, it has these other difficulties of perhaps weight gain and isolation as well. So you need to get the diagnosis if you have it, and then you need to be able to manage it as best you can. And the resources, as you say, the booklets, the posters, the videos, and the helpline, 1-800-832-146 will help people to be able to access those supports. It's a huge number of people, though, in Ireland, isn't it? Like over 300,000 people.
Absolutely, Catherine. And, you know, you've synopsized it very, very well there. Yeah, and that number of people, that's 1 in 13 people will have COPD, and some of them won't know that they're actually living with COPD. So it is a big number, and it does put a lot of pressure on the health service, particularly during the winter time. So getting an early diagnosis means that you can ensure that you live the life you wish to live with COPD for longer. COPD Support Ireland's vision is that people living with COPD can live the life they wish to live, and there's lots of things you can do to minimise the impact of this lung condition on your life and your ability to live it.
Perfect. And as you say, really, everything, all of the supports are available on your website, www.copd.ie. That disease, somebody might also use the phrase emphysema or bronchitis, and they also, as you say, could email you on info@copd.ie to get further information, to make contact. I think it's great to see you have been able to give this support for people, and as you say, World COPD Day will take place on the 16th of November. Is your organisation supported by the state, or...
We're not currently funded by the state or the HSE, but we do apply for grants, and, and we rely heavily on donations. And we're actually selling some Christmas cards this year to try and raise a little bit of money if anybody would like to buy some Christmas cards from us, they're on our website available to buy as well.
Terrific. Joan, thanks so much for your time this morning. I hope that was helpful for our listeners and they're able to kind of go out there a bit more informed and then also be able to protect their health through the winter. And as you say, getting vaccines, wearing masks and protecting yourself in crowded situations. I personally have become so conscious of somebody breathing over me or very close to me and I back away from people and then they come closer. I liked the 2 metres, I have to say. I found that very protective. I felt, you know, and obviously 2 metres isn't an absolute rule, but I think we got a lot smarter as regards managing your health. And as you say, the health services are under such pressure. The most we can do to avoid having to be admitted, we should do that as well.
Brilliant. Yes, absolutely, Catherine. Thank you so much for having me on today.
You're very welcome, Joan. Thank you. And that was Joan Johnson. She's the General Manager of COPD Ireland. Really do give a great deal of service there for people. And if you know people who have that persistent issue of difficulty breathing, coughing, and then because they don't feel they have energy and they're breathless and they're not sure, is it their heart? Or what's going on? So as she said, going to the doctor and getting a test perhaps to establish if they have the lung condition. And then if you get the diagnosis, then being able to do as best you can to manage that and avoid getting any other infections as well that will put pressure under your lungs. And of course, cigarettes there would be considered not a good choice to make if you want to protect your lung health.
Keeping you close to the heart of your community. This is Morning Call with Catherine Fogarty on Tip Midwest Radio.
We're working for you at your local credit union.
Morning Call is brought to you by your local credit union.